Morning, everyone. The International Monetary Fund has downgraded its global economic forecast, saying Britain's decision to leave the European Union has thrown a spanner in the works. It says the UK will see a drop in growth next year, which will have a knock-on effect for other countries. Now, instead of predicting 3.2% growth in 2016, the IMF's World Economic Outlook now expects only 3.1% growth. The IMF says the day before the British referendum, it was preparing to upgrade the global forecast. But the Brexit result has brought with it significant uncertainty. Australia's iron ore glut has continued, with Rio Tinto pumping out more of the commodity in the second quarter of this year, even as the prices start to pull back. Now, Rio's iron ore production from its mines in Western Australia's Pilbara rose 8% to nearly 81 million tonnes in the quarter. That's compared to the same time a year ago. Rio Tinto said it will produce nearly 330 million tonnes of iron ore this year, which is in line with production forecasts. Let's go to the global markets for you now. And at the close, the Dow rose 0.1%, the Nasdaq fell 0.4%, while the S&P 500 finished down 0.2%. In London, the FTSE also finished down very slightly. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $45 a barrel. Texas crude is at $47 a barrel. And gold is trading at $1,332 an ounce. The Australian dollar is currently buying 75 US cents, 68 euro cents, and 57 cents sterling.